Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we've got Gervais Heddle, who is the CEO of the AIM-listed Greatland Gold PLC. Welcome, Gervais.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
So you had some great news out last week, which has obviously driven up your share price with the news of Ernest Giles East. Do you want to start with that? We've obviously got some news today as well, but we'll carry on from last week if that's okay with you.
Yes, no, absolutely, John. So, a good week last week. We're very pleased with the way the Ernest Giles project is progressing fundamentally. We decided to roll the dice and go out to the eastern blocks of our Ernest Giles project. And we do some gravity work, but also some MMI work. And we were hoping that from this MMI sampling, we may find, a few anomalies there, which we could then note for later follow-up work. But instead, what we found were these clusters of anomalies. And, they're large clusters. Like some of these are over 9 kilometres long and up to 3 kilometres wide, which is quite surprising to see sort of elevated gold anomalies across that sort of area, and certainly provides us with some great targets. But what we saw, which was particularly interesting about this, is two of those strongest clusters, the two that we probably prioritised for immediate sort of follow-up work, were to the north and the northwest of our Ernest Giles East license boundary. And hence we made the decision to take some more area immediately to the north and the northwest of the eastern blocks that we have.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that does that move on to today's RNS in terms of that license application?
Yes, that's right. Yes, exactly. So, as you know, John, we already have, we already had 1,800 square kilometres approximately in total at the Ernest Giles project. This adds another 200 square kilometres on the eastern side. We don't need any more land, but when we saw those two clusters there, we thought, look, there's something going on further to the north of this Ernest Giles East greenstone belt. So we already had, I think, 60-kilometre strike, and it looks like that greenstone actually continues further to the north. And so we've taken more ground there to cover that and to make sure that we can take advantage of this new the data that we had reported last week.
Yeah, and obviously this is all tying in very well with the sort of ending, I guess, of this terms agreement you've got with Newmont that sort of seems to end up next month. I mean, obviously this must be providing some positives towards Newmont in terms of their sort of thinking on whether they either want to purchase the license or maybe do a JV. I know you can't really say too much about it.
Well, that's right. Look, I can't say very much at the moment, but, obviously we were very pleased to see this, and we will be sharing those results with Newmont. We already have multiple targets in Western blocks. So, there's at least, I'd say, at least a half a dozen good targets on the western side, but to see that there are also these new targets now in the east would suggest that, look, this is it's a large greenstone system, and as we've said before, it really does have the potential to host several multi-million ounce deposits across the entire greenstone belt, and I think these latest results only confirm that view.
Yeah, I mean, how long does it actually take for this license application to go through?
Normally about 6 months. It can be a bit longer than that if there are native title issues, but we don't have any native title claims on our existing granted application of licences. So I would say it will take about 6 months to go through.
And I assume that you're expecting a successful outcome there. I mean, has anybody else actually applied for the same licence?
No, they haven't. No, we are first in queue. So generally, as a matter of course, we would be very confident that we would be successfully granted that application at the end of the application period.
Okay, and what's the next things that shareholders can expect from Ernest Giles in the coming weeks?
Well, look, currently we don't have any field work going on out there. As you say, The agreement period with Newmont expires in about 1 month. So, we would be hoping to get some indication from Newmont regarding the work they've been doing there and their potential intentions. So that would be hopeful. But we'll just have to wait and see. In the meantime, we're pressing on with work at the Paterson Project, as we announced last week, and also the Panorama Project, both very exciting projects. And we're just going to keep pressing forwards across the entire portfolio, particularly now that we've raised more cash from recent placement, plus also warrant conversions. There's been some announcements about warrant conversions. We're in an excellent financial position now, probably the best the company's ever been in. And we're going to keep working hard to get some results.
So what is the current cash position of the company?
After the placing, we disclosed that after the net proceeds of the placing, we'd have about £1.5 million in cash. And since then, we've had a number of warrant conversions. Our cash balance is significantly above £1.5 million now.
And with that cash in hand, and there's obviously more warrants that are available to be exercised in the market, are you looking to make further acquisitions in the same kind of resource space, or are you going to be using that money to sort of further progress existing projects, or is it a combination of both?
Well, we always look at both. So, clearly we're excited about our existing projects, and we're going to be spending more time and resources on the existing projects. We have people in the field at two right now. We're also always on the lookout for new opportunities, whether that's acquisitions or earnings or, other opportunities, or even just new license applications, as we announced today. Sometimes the best opportunities are in vacant ground. I mean, the advantage of Ernest Giles is we know that area very well, and we think we found another great opportunity there in vacant ground today, which was staked, and that cost very little to stake that. So that's a good use of shareholders' funds in terms of very small amounts of money to stake exciting new opportunities. But look, we're also open to doing new deals, as we did with the Havieron license purchase in September of last year. So, what was great about having the financial resources now is that we've really got a lot of, there's a lot of doors open to us and a lot of opportunities, and, we're busy, working through them as quickly as we can.
Yeah, I mean, it was asked by a shareholder earlier today as well about the Tasmanian assets. We've not heard much in terms of regulated news out of both of those for a while. So are you able to give us any kind of update?
Look, we've been working away quietly in the background on those. I have nothing more to update on at the moment, but we consider both of them to be, important and valuable projects, particularly as the price of gold begins to rise. We know we've got high-grade gold mineralisation at both projects. Potentially, we could get a resource established at both projects, a relatively perhaps small resource at this point. But, look, I think that, we have great expectations for both. And I think in particular, the Firetower project, we're thinking about what do we do there in the new year. And hopefully the pieces of that puzzle will start coming together shortly.
Okay, well, it's been great to hear from you, Gervais. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, look, I'd just like to thank really all the shareholders for their support. And, just say that, obviously the share price has done well, and that's very exciting. But look, we're very focused at what we're doing, which is building a business and just basically doubling down on our commitment to get on with the job and, achieve more results for investors.
Okay, well, lovely to hear from you, Gervais. So that's Greatland Gold PLC, ticker GGP on AIM, and that was CEO Gervais Heddle. Thank you, Gervais.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.